Music from Josh Eagle and the Harvest City. That's from their new album. It's called A Good One Is Hard to Find. We had music from Paige Beller before that off of her album. It's called Don't You Dare. Well, usually this time of night, we are winding things down, but really we are just getting started here on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. I am very, very happy to welcome new friends and old into the studio. It's been a while since I have interviewed our act, our performer for the evening on this show, but I interviewed him on Excursions about a year ago, and I'm very happy to welcome him back into the studio. We're going to hear some music and then chat about a bunch of projects. I want to welcome BJSR and Lauren Elise.
Though I know your legs are tired, you've been running through my mind all night. But you know I have to thank you, 'cause 8 hours of that does my body right. And while I'm wishing I was kissing you, I know the truth that I love, it's a dream in this REM sack, a rendezvous. But I don't care that you're not aware that I'm the only one there in this nocturnal love affair. Yeah, this nocturnal love affair. Oh, well, I know in my head is a pillow. Come dance past my eyes, it will be so beautiful as a weeping willow.
To stare, 'cause sleep just can't be found nowhere. Your thoughts are haunted visions of me. Carefully I track your traces, watch you sweat, your heart be racing. Don't you know, love, I'm all that you need.
I know in my head is the pillow. Come dance past in my eyes, it will be so beautiful as a weeping willow. Come swing on your branches and rock me.
Follow my golden road and feel on out till it's just enough. Let go of all you know and give it all my heart you own.
My eyes, it will be so beautiful as a weeping willow. Come swing on your benches and rock me.
Whisper in your ear, as if I could fight away your fears. Just said I'm all aside where you were sleeping.
What'd you say?
I said I whisper in your ear, as if I could fight away your fears. Just said I'm all aside where you were sleeping. Just said I'm all about where you were sleeping.
Come dance past in my eyes, it will be so.
I said I whisper in your ear,
beautiful as
if I could hide away your fear.
Just
said I'm all about where you were sleeping.
Come swing on your benches and rock me.
BJSR and Lauren Elise live in the WYSO studios. Welcome, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Hey.
Very glad to have you both here. Let's start out. Ben, it's been a while. It's been a long while here on Kaleidoscope. Now, last time we talked on excursions, you had just gotten Axe and Vox,
yes,
the original EP,
right,
complete.
Yeah.
Tell me where that has led you.
That was my first real release. I hadn't done anything before that. So it was like my freshman EP, and I was just so happy to get it done that I immediately started telling everybody about it and trying to sell it to everybody I could. And I traveled a bunch trying to promote it and started shooting music videos for it. And a couple months into releasing it, somebody was like, "So when are you coming out with your next thing?" And I was like, "My next thing? You know how long I spent on this one? Like, I'm not done yet." So right then, I remember it was at a bar on tour, and I just decided after that I wasn't quite done with these songs yet. So instead of just jumping back in the studio, I decided to take all of these songs that, you know, my first six songs that I released, and they're a big deal for me, and I gave them to all these different producers that I had worked with for the last couple of years and just said, "Do whatever you want with them." And what started coming back from all the songs, each one was so different and the remixes were so great. And then I thought I could just release these like this, or we could continue to develop them, because such great ideas came from the remixes. So that has slowly started to develop. And I started working with artists like Lauren and artists from Chicago and Boston and New York and Cincinnati and Michigan. And it's just developed into what I'm going to start calling Axed and Voxed, which is kind of the same six songs rehashed and reworked and chopped up and voiced by everybody that was involved to basically say, like, here's actually where I am now as a musician, you know, and a producer. So
Where did you find all of the people that you collaborated with? Were these connections you already had, or people you met along the way?
Yeah, a lot of it was people I met along the way. I mean, when I first got started, anybody that's toured or anybody that's, you know, played a lot of shows knows that you have to embrace the collaborative thing a little bit, you know, to put multiple band bills together or go on tour. You just can't do it by yourself. And so I started to embrace that fully, like this collaborative thing. I was just like, I should just do everything with everybody all the time, you know. And as soon as I kind of had that idea about the Axe and Vox stuff, my world kind of changed, and everybody was a potential collaborator, and they could offer something to me that I didn't think that I had in me before that. So I saw Lo play at UD at the amphitheater, where I had played a bunch when I was on campus because I went to UD, and she's only a junior, and she was rocking out with her band, and I was like, oh my gosh, she has to sing on Sleep. So I gave her the track. This is like months and months and months and months and months ago. I gave her the track and showed her the song, and I said, I kind of want you to do what you think it needs. What do you think the story of it needs? You know, this is what it kind of means to me, but you take it on your own. And she wrote the second verse and the new bridge and all the harmonies and then the second hook. And now it's the same song, but it's, like I said, it's Axed and Voxed. It's all completely chapped up. So
Lauren, from your perspective, you know, working with your own band and, you know, developing your own material, what's it like to have somebody hand you a song and say, here's the framework, go nuts?
What is exactly it like? I've never asked your opinion about that.
Well, I mean, honestly, I've been writing for a while. Like, this is pretty much my life, so it's nothing out of the box.
She's
but
a phenomenal writer.
I
writes
try.
Just constantly.
But being, you know, the song was pretty much had its own flair when he handed it to me. I just added this little soulful spice, and we got Sleep, and a lot of people really enjoy it, and mm-hmm. I think it's going
to
be
It's really fun to sing. It's really fun to perform.
It's so much fun.
Yeah.
It's a blast.
Yeah.
And Ben, what's it like for you to get these songs back and hear what other artists' take are on your work?
Well, it's interesting because, like I said, people release remixes. I mean, right now the internet is just swamped with remixes of other songs, and so I'm always kind of curious, because I've taken these remixes and continue to develop them and maybe fight for my opinion of like what should stay in and what should come out. So I've got to work with them a little bit, but that first thing that they sent back is always the most interesting thing, because I've given this to a producer, Ronnie Pinnell, who's equally amazing. And everybody I work with, I'm just like so blown away with. And what he gave back to me was, to be honest, like the first track that he sent back sounded like he had done it with like Tinker Toys. I mean, it was just so like rudimentary, but I could see where he was coming from. It so as much as I kind of had to like swallow my pride and be like, okay, well, if you really didn't like that part, you I mean, you would have kept it in if you liked it. So it was like a very honest opinion about what they liked or didn't like about the songs. But at the same time, everything they put in got me so excited that I was kind of distracted from any of the negative energy that could go into it, any of the pride that you had. I really had to get used to it. I had to get used to not caring like that my songs were not all mine anymore, you know? So
that's got
to
be both a kind of scary experience and yet a freeing experience as a creator.
Yeah, it took a little – I resisted. I mean, it's funny. I gave all these tracks out thinking, I'm just going to be this like cool producer that just gives all my tracks out. And then everybody sent them back and I was like – I kind of like got in my shell and I was like, wait. That's what you wanted to do? You want to get rid of that whole verse? You didn't like anything in that whole verse, but and then I started listening and I was like, I didn't really need the verse, you know? So the songs are getting choruses added and breakdowns and completely different texture changes. We're talking about some things have, you know, everything in the first EP is very kind of singer-songwriter, indie folk, very, very much like the music that I love and play on Nikki's show and you play and stuff. And but what's coming back is like hip hop and dub influenced and like very minimalist folk and you know, things are getting chopped up and vocals are getting re-recorded and horns are getting, it's just crazy. It's nuts. It's so much fun. I mean, I'm just kind of like overwhelmed with it. So.
And now you're taking some of these songs and kind of adapting your live performance. I know you and Lauren performed together at Canal Street Tavern last week. Mm-hmm. What's that been like then, taking sort of the collaboration that happens behind the scenes in the studio and translating that into a live performance?
I'd say it's amazing. It's always a blast performing with another artist. But Ben and I, we got this swagged out flair. Like, I don't know. It's just when you're on stage, it's a whole different, it's an entirely different thing. And I think that people really interact and feel it, you know, when you're in it. And I think we definitely accomplished that.
I have a tendency, because I perform so much solo, to really get in my own world. Like when I kind of kick myself at the end of a performance, it's because I get a little bit too closed off on stage, because like it's so easy to with the looping station and all the stuff that I do solo. So for me, being on stage with a full band and Heaven Low and all these different artists, like DJs, like scratching over my stuff, it makes me have to have my antenna out way higher, which ultimately I think increases the level, you know, the
absolutely
enhances the performance if everybody's listening rather than just making noise.
Do you think that it's made you a more aware performer? I mean, does it require like a different level of consciousness in your performing to be sort of aware of, hey, there's this DJ over here doing this. Here's my band. Here's this person singing with me.
I could go on for really long solo sections, you know, just do, I'm just kind of digging it, and the bartender seems to be liking this song, so I'm just going to kind of jam out with this one for 8 minutes. But you just can't do that until we've been on the road for 10 years and we know exactly what's going to happen. But what's good is it's making me really have to solidify the structure of all my songs, which for the pop, you know, the pop industry, the pop realm, you need to be able to do that. And for me, it's good because it's really kind of keeping me honest. Like, I can't just like extend to another chorus if I want to, because it's going to screw everybody up. So it's been good. It's really, I think it's sharpening all the songs as well as us performing them. But we've been doing it for a while. We've been singing for a couple months now.
So Lauren, what's it been like for you to perform with Ben and then go back and perform with your own band? Has that changed the way you tackle anything with your other projects?
Absolutely. I said, first of all, Ben is guru in comparison. He has a lot of experience, and I've learned a ton. So now I'm in rehearsals, and I'm like, all right, guys, got to do this, got to do that, just like this, let's go. You know, no dilly-dopping around. And I would have to say that it's strengthened me as a performer and as an artist. You know, like everything that I'm doing now is very solid. I have a solid idea of what I want, how I want it to sound, and how I'm going to tackle it. So
she says she's inexperienced compared to me, but she's dropping, and especially collaboratively, she just dropped a mixtape, which makes me sound cool just saying that on the radio. No, but she just dropped a mixtape, which is, I mean, mixtapes are, that's the whole point, is that you're just showing that you can work with anybody all the time, and it's about how talented you are with somebody else's ideas. And, You already know how to work with people.
I try.
That's why I want to snag her before she gets famous.
Yeah.
And if people missed the Canal Street Tavern performance, you guys have another performance together coming up?
Yes. It's at Timothy's Bar and Grill, which you may affectionately know as Tim's, on UD's campus. I'm sure a lot of people listening have been to Tim's and maybe not want to admit it, but we're actually putting on a really big show. I mean, Mike Posner and Wiz Khalifa, a lot of these big hip-hop artists that have basically, you know, played there and then blown up a couple months after. It's because the people that are trying to put on shows there are really trying to put on unique, interesting, well-planned shows. So we're doing this big one with James Wade, hosted by Ronnie Pinnell, DJ RP, that produced the Sleep remix with us. And this is like his big, and he's graduating, and this is like his big shebang show. So we're going to try to pack the place.
It's going to be a blast.
We're going to rock. We're going to try to do some hip-hop music.
A lot of really talented artists are going to be there.
It's going to be fun.
It's going
to
be a blast.
And it's on the 23rd. Of March, so it's going to be right back after I get back from tour, and it'll be kind of warming up, and people will be ready for the summertime. So.
I'll be performing some of the tracks from the mixtape as well, so that'll be nice.
Yeah.
Be nice.
As far as the sort of crossover between all these different genres of music all being put together, you know, pop and hip-hop, there's a decent amount of crossover already, but taking like the indie folk scene and combining it with hip-hop and soul, I've heard a lot more of that recently. Are you guys as performers seeing that as a trend as well?
Totally. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
I mean, the fact that a gorgeous black girl and a dumb white boy can play a hip-hop version of a Bon Iver song, which 3 weeks ago, nobody even knew how to pronounce Bon Iver, and then they win a Grammy. The fact that Bon Iver can win a Grammy is the reason that we can do what we do for a living. Thank you, Justin Verne.
That just goes to show, like, music has a mind of its own.
Yeah.
You cannot put any type of barriers on music, which is why everybody loves it in the first place.
The people that control it are the ones that are, you know, slowing it down.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, Ben, we're going to talk more with you here in a minute about some other collaborations you have going on.
Yeah.
But Lauren, where can people find your music online if people want to keep tabs on what you're up to?
Well, the mixtape is available via datpiff.com, or you can check out my Facebook, www.facebook.com/LaurenEliseMusic. I'll keep you updated on everything. Right now, it's doing really well. It's only been out for like 3 days, and we're almost at 10,000 views.
She's killing it.
I'm so excited. So please go.
Elise.
That's E-Y-L-I-S-E. It's a little jazzy, but hey.
It's fun. It's French.
But yeah, it's doing really, I feel amazingly blessed. And everybody that helped me work on it, Ben, of course, helped. It's a collection of people, talented people. So.
It's quite beautiful. I've shown it to a lot of different people. And usually you think, you know, artists coming out with a mixtape, it's got a select audience and a select, you know, style to it. But there's songs that will make you cry. There's songs that will make you want to roll down the windows and just, you know, like yell at somebody. The
something
music
for everybody.
Just be like, hey,
something
come
everybody.
Here, listen to this with me. It's really good.
Absolutely.
Well, we'll get a link up to your Facebook page on our Facebook page.
Right.
We're at facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back to chat more, hear some more tunes, all that good stuff. It's coming up on Kaleidoscope on WISO.